The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to talk to us about anything pertaining to real estate questions, are you in the middle of a transaction? Are you thinking about buying, thinking about selling? Any kind of questions, we would love to hear from you. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. And I want to thank a very special friend who just texted me right before the show. Yes, I do know who you are, and yes, I do appreciate hearing from you, and we will talk maybe after the show. All About Real Estate, that's what we're about. I would love to tell you about some of the special properties that I have, and if you have your home listed with me, you get this same kind of coverage. You get lots of advertising, you get my personal showings, and you get coverage right here on the radio show. I love working with my special buyers. I love working with my special sellers. So let me tell you about a few properties that I have. Let's start with some of the smaller ones first. I have a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath with lots of closets. It has a sliding door to the covered balcony. It's got a granite chef's eat-in kitchen with stainless appliances. It has a separate laundry room, and all utilities are included in the monthly fee. You can focus on just enjoying your new home without hidden surprises. This home is at the Strathmore Towers. It is at 6210 Park Heights Avenue, and it's on the fourth floor. Want more information? Want to see it? Give me a call. You can always reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Another small unit that I have, not too big, not too small, is a studio apartment. I know frequently I get calls, I don't need a lot of space. Boy, if I could just find a studio. Well, I've got a studio. It's on the sixth floor of 11 Slade, which is a co-op. It has a balcony. It has wood floors. It's in pretty move-in condition. And for somebody special, it could also come furnished. Ideal place to live if you need not a big house or not a big condo. Again, give me a call, or if you're working with a real estate agent, you're welcome to have me call them, or I would be happy to call them and honor them and let you see any of the homes that I am talking about. I have another property that is a mid-century modern. Mid-century moderns are known for their angles, for their high ceilings, for lots of glass, sitting in wooded lots, taking nature in, having the house feel like it belongs there. This one has six bedrooms. It's got garage spaces for six cars. It's sitting on a two-acre beautiful property, a spacious deck that goes all the way around the house, and you can enter that deck from every room on the first floor. The gourmet kitchen has custom cabinetry, granite countertops, big island, dining room, probably seats a couple of dozen people, a sunroom. The entire first floor would be perfect if you wanted to age in place, the primary bedroom, the huge double dressing rooms, the family room. All of the rooms are very accessible, all on the first floor. And you still have, if you've got kids at home, if you've got family visiting, if you've got out-of-town company, upstairs are another four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, a huge office, playroom, den, perfect. And then you still have a lower level, completely finished, a bath and a half, a three-car garage, just really ideal if you've got more than one group of people living in the house, or if you just want a really, really nice, beautiful home that you can live on that first level, but still have the other levels for anybody else. Give me a call. The home that we're talking about is in a gated community. It is at 1805 By Woods, and that's in a very small zip code of 21153. Interested? I'd be happy to talk to you. Want more? Want to see pictures? You can always go to my website, which is margaretrome.com. You can see the photos of all my properties, whether you're looking to buy or sell or just look at pretty homes. This would be a place to go. So that's By Woods, very, very special home. I have another two-story. This is not totally every living on the first floor, but it is a really, really good colonial. There are 4 or 5 bedrooms upstairs. There is a primary bedroom upstairs that is gigantic with 3 walk-in closets plus a sitting room, all in the primary bedroom. It has laundry upstairs. It has another bedroom upstairs with its own bathroom. And there's still 2 more bedrooms up there. One of the unique features of this beautiful home is that it is accessible. Yes, it's a two-story, but it also has an elevator in it. And this is perfect if you've got people visiting you. This is perfect if you've got a knee injury, a sports injury, or you just want to bring some heavy furniture upstairs. And the beauty of it is that it is concealed. If you don't need it when it's not in use, you do not even know it's there. So again, this is a home with an elevator, as I mentioned, a 2-car garage, a walk-in shower room with glass block, and it is located in the park at Mount Washington, the address 2007 Thistlewood, 21209. Thinking about living or just viewing any of these properties, again, you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. And one more that's getting some action I'm very pleased about is a Greengate home. Greengate is just off of Greenspring Avenue, across from the quarry. The quarry is a beautiful place to take a walk, to shop, all of those good, wonderful things, but the traffic is not near your house. This is 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. It has a screened-in porch. It has an eat-in kitchen. It has been beautifully maintained. Some of the upgrades there, because it's not a new house. Greengate is probably about 50 years old, the community. Very established neighborhood. But they've got a new roof. They've replaced the windows and even tinted them. They've got 2 feet of insulation. Of course, updated central air, water heater, new sidewalk, and nice, nice landscaping, fence backyard, and a shed in the back. So this would be a perfect home for somebody who's looking for a 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath home with a finished lower level. Again, that address, 2322 Sugar Cone Road. And that's, again, in 21209. We'll talk about some more houses and some that I need. I have some homes that I, there's some homes that I really need. If you are thinking of selling your home, if you are know someone, maybe you've got family that is thinking about putting their home on the market, because if it's already on the market, I already know about it. But here's some of the properties that I need. I need a Ruxton home, a good 4 bedrooms, 2 or 3 bathrooms, up to about $600 or $650, if anybody's got a single family home in Ruxton. I could use single-family homes with garages in almost every county in the Baltimore area. I need a 4-bedroom home with a 2-car garage in the 21208, 21209. I've got buyers who are ready to purchase a condo in the Regency or Green Tree with first-floor bedrooms. And again, any of these properties that you may have, or if you're a real estate agent listening, you might have a home that's coming on the market. Give me a call. Maybe we can match up the buyer and the seller before anyone else gets it. So if you're thinking about selling a home, if you're thinking about buying a home, if you're thinking about just looking at properties, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And we will be right back after our first break. This is Margaret Rome on All About Real Estate.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
City address emergency.
They diagnosed me as non-compaction cardiomyopathy. They didn't think I was going to make it.
The pacemaker that gave me a second chance at life was developed through research funded by the American Heart Association.
And I haven't had an incident since.
I'm grateful that I got more time with my family, and the American Heart Association has helped make that possible.
You've saved lives more than you would ever know.
Heart disease is America's number one killer.
Learn more about the American Heart Association's life-saving work at helpheart.org.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. Are you dreaming maybe of flipping houses, that maybe you find a property that's run down, it's a bargain, that maybe you could take that home and you could fix it up and look how much money you would save? Maybe you're thinking about fixing it up and selling it. Maybe you're talking about fixing it up and living in it. It sounds so good, especially if you're watching the TV shows where they show how they demolish the interior of a house, and then it looks like about 20 minutes when they've got a brand new open floor plan and it's in perfect condition. Well, that sounds and looks really, really good when you're watching it on the television. And you also think, well, if I can buy this house at a really, really low price, fix it up, I can make a whole lot of money. I am saying it sounds great. Watch the TV shows. It looks so easy. But before you jump in, you better step on the brakes. The reality of flipping houses is often far from that glamorous house that you see on the TV. It's not just about sprucing up a place. It becomes a huge endeavor that leaves you questioning, did I make the right decision? There's a lot at stake. If you're not prepared, it could really lead to a lot of heartaches, not to mention the financial losses. So I thought we would talk about some of the factors to consider before you run out and buy a home that you think you're just going to fix it up and it's going to happen in the next 6 weeks. You need to understand the workload. How extensive is the work needed? I would get somebody in there before you purchase it to find out truly how much work it needs. How is the structure? How is the roof? How are the walls? Signs of termite? Has the foundation? All of these things. Make sure that it's not just about painting and carpeting and putting new towel racks up. We're talking about a real fixer up. Now, do you have the time to do it? Are you ready to dedicate hours, days, weeks, maybe months to a project? It's not a quick fix. It's a time-consuming journey. If I sound like I'm trying to talk you out of buying a fixer-up and moving forward with it, I'm not trying to talk you out of it. What I'm trying to do is give you some of the cautions that it's not quite as easy as it looks. Think about all of the details and the cost involved. Are you equipped to tear things down? Have you even thought about how much it's going to cost to do the demolition, pay for the dumpsters, get the debris removed? Have you thought about the financing? If you're using hard money, you're going to have to hard money loan. You know the interest rates are higher, but not only are they higher, the longer you take to finish the property, the longer it is going to take you to pay it back. Also, you need to think about supplies, and you need to think about labors, material cost, hiring skilled laborers. Are you prepared for those unexpected expenses? And then, are you prepared for the market? What market predictions are going to happen? Can you forecast what the market's going to look like when you finish the project? This could make or break your profit margin. Now, if you hire a seasoned contractor who's got access to a reliable crew, you might be more equipped to handle the project details. I'm just kind of warning you that before you jump into buying a rundown fixer-upper, that you are considering what you might have to go through. And we have a Casey on the line. Good afternoon, Casey.
Margaret, hi. How are you?
Wonderful.
Well, you're talking about flipping a house. I guess you're singing my song.
I am trying to.
Are you sure? My friend and I, during COVID, we would watch Flip Flop on HGTV. And we thought, wow, this would be something fun to do. So we called you, and you became the most important part of our little wheel. And we did a house that had a lot of problems, but we got through. We did a second, and we had a lot of problems, but we got through. And now we're doing a third, and we've got more problems. So everything you said is true. What you see is not necessarily what you get. You buy a house you think is good, and it's got way more problems than you ever imagined. So it's not as easy as you think. This is not chop, chop, easy.
One of the things that I want to say, and I just come at it just from a little bit of a different angle, if you're constantly thinking of it as problems, it's not going to be fun. If you think of those problems as challenges, what challenge are we going to meet today? Is the roof leaking? Are there termites? All of these kinds of things. Are the windows good enough to salvage, or do they need replacing? So we have found some very, very, very challenging homes. And what the completed projects have been totally amazing because of you, because of Essie, because of our contracting team. We are just making wonderful, beautiful homes. And the interesting thing, Casey, is that many years ago, I started asking people who flip houses just to sell and make a profit, asking each one of them, would they live in the home that they had just flipped? Would they let their children live in that home? And over the years, I think I've only gotten one or two people that said, yes, they would live in the home that they flipped. Meaning, you got the meaning of that, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. One of the initial challenges, to use your terminology, was it was a three-woman team. It was my business partner and I, with you helping us find houses and promote them and guide us through this, because we were neophytes. We were three women dealing with male contractors, and sometimes that brings its own challenges as well. So that was part of it. Part of it, we didn't know what we were doing, and we didn't realize that when you go to rehab a house, you want to minimize your expenses so that you can maximize your profit. And most times, that doesn't work at all. You think you're going to go in and make all this money, and you're lucky if you get your investment in and make a little bit of profit on top and enjoy the process. And that's a large part of it. For us, it was a side hustle, but we loved it. We were invested in my business partner, Essie, is the decorator. So she was involved in finding the kitchens and the cabinets and all that. But we had a collective voice in it. So it was a fun thing. And we're still learning. Right now, we secured a property that we thought we could, it needed a lot of work, but we found that it's been decimated inside. It's down to not even studs. It's down to the bare bones. So we're starting really from scratch. So this one's bringing its own host of challenges.
But the wonderful thing about this is that when we're finished with this one, yes, it had a lot more challenges than we expected. We didn't think we would have to totally gut the interior from floors and windows and total roof. But what's going to happen? Somebody is going to be very, very lucky. They're going to get a brand new home in immaculate, perfect condition with, if things go like they're going, with 5 bedrooms and 3 or 4 bathrooms. We are very excited, and the finishes will be top-notch. Haven't decided on the finishes yet because we're still working on it, and we're still working on the interior, the getting the construction done. The fun part, as we say, the decorating fun part, doesn't stop until all the huge major work is done. So if you're thinking about flipping a house and the only thing you're going to do is go pick out pretty carpet and new sinks and pretty faucets, it's a whole lot more than that. I know when I'm showing properties, Casey, I can tell who's been watching the TV shows because they walk in and almost immediately say, oh, we need to take this wall down and open this up, and we want the open floor plan. And meanwhile, they can hardly afford, maybe cannot afford, the price of the home. So we know it's not going to happen. It is what we've been through is learning so much, and I think we have made the people who are living in each of these properties really proud and really happy to own a home that we finished. And I'm hoping we can do this for a lot, lot longer. If you've got one of those properties that you just don't, I'm talking to the listening audience, Casey. I'm thinking if anybody out there has got one of these properties that is in total disrepair, you just don't know how to get out of it, how to fix it up, how to, you know, sell it, that maybe you might be a candidate for someone to come in, give you what the house is worth, give you a fair market value, let you get out of that home with what you need, and then move forward to find your next home. The things that you have in the house, maybe you can negotiate that you don't even have to move that stuff out. Maybe you can leave it, saving you the cost of a moving company. Talk to us. That's what we want to do. If you're thinking about selling a house that needs complete reconstruction, call me. If you're thinking about moving to a house that is completely redone, call us. We will go out. We will search the right kind of house for you, and then we will work magic on it. We've got a dynamite team, all licensed, all bonded, insured. This would be ideal for you if you're thinking about this kind of thing. So, Casey.
One thing. Mm-hmm. The house that we're doing now and the one before were bought from original owners who lived, these were widows that lived in the house close to ostensibly 60 years or more. So these houses were in the original condition, but they had just deteriorated over time, which is what made them to be such a challenge.
We
happen to have one catchment area right now, and that happens to be the Stevenson area, but it can be any area. We just happen to think these old, charming ranchers that are sprawling with bedrooms and many bathrooms are a good for the next generation.
And I'm finding that many people are really looking for these ranchers. I mean, I've got a waiting list of people who are looking for ranchers, two-car garage, one everything on the main level. They are in nice, big, expensive homes. They're not ready to go into a condo. They feel cramped in a condo. They want the spaciousness of having four or five bedrooms in a home on one level, updated brand new bathrooms and kitchens and carports and garages. That's what we're doing. There is a group of people who fit that category. They're in between the big family home and not ready to go to the condo, the apartment, the assisted living. They want really nice housing. And it's one thing that our city does not have. We don't have any community. Well, there's 155 and older community in all of Baltimore County. But I think having access to new construction, because ours is basically new construction when you're finished, because people will say, I know what I want. I don't want to use a sink that somebody else has used. I want brand new. And that's who we're after. That's who we're trying to find the right homes for. And I think with Caress Properties, that's exactly what's happening. So
I agree. Yeah, so like we say, for the audience that you discussed, but people that want to flip houses or are looking into it, please don't think it's glamorous like you see on television, because I promise you it's not. There's more challenges, financial, emotional, purchasing, marketing in every way, contracting. It's a challenge. It's fun, it's rewarding, and we love it. But it's can be quite frustrating.
One of the other things I think people don't think about is from the time that you purchase this property to the time you sell this property, there is no income coming in. It is out, all going out. You still have the taxes. You still have the electricity. You still are paying, water and everything to live there. So the longer it takes to get into this house, the more finances it's going to cost you. You know, that old saying that time is money. I don't think there's a better example of it than what we're talking about right now. So
insurance, security too.
And it's got to be secured. Sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you've got to find the right mix of contractors that you're working with, both in skill, pricing, and personality.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of that, I appreciate the call in. Anybody thinking about doing this, having us doing it, finding a house, we would love to work with you. You could give us a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. We're going to step out for a break, and thank you, Casey, for the call.
Dry, windy, and cold to wrap up this weekend with a sunny sky today and a high of 41, but it will feel colder with some of the wind gusts from the northwest as high as 20 or 25 miles per hour. Those winds will diminish tonight under a clear sky, and the end result will be a low dipping to 23. Expect sunshine on Monday, tomorrow, the high of 44, and then some warmer weather to look forward to on Tuesday. There will be an increase in cloud cover with winds picking up out of the south and a high temperature eventually hitting the mid to upper 50s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. You can call us at 410-922-6680. Thought I would share with you how you decide to take the right offer when you might have more than one offer when you're selling your home. It's really not always totally about the money. I know that's hard to believe. Everybody wants to get the most they can possibly get out of their house. But sometimes it's choosing the right offer, the right offer that comes in. And that right offer has to do with many other factors. Again, as I mentioned, it's not about always about money. A few years ago, I received two offers on the same home. The decision seemed really, really clear. One was a cash offer, quick settlement. The other was a FHA loan that needed some financing help. Even though both of the contracts would have netted the sellers the same amount, the sellers made a business decision and they went with the first one, the cash offer. Everything seemed fine. The second offer were people who absolutely loved the house, were excited about it. The first people, I think, probably may have thought about flipping it. But anyhow, the first people bought it. They did a home inspection and came back with a massive list of items of repair that they want. They didn't want it repaired. They just wanted a big reduction in price. So we felt that they really weren't dealing in good faith with us. And some of the things they asked for were just totally off the charts. Repaint the entire outside of the house. And the outside of the house was aluminum siding. Many other things like that. Instead of doing that, they said, okay, we want X amount, which was a substantial amount, for them to move forward to go to settlement. Talked it over with the sellers. Sellers were very unhappy with the way they were being treated, and they suggested we go back to the first offer. When I called the agent, it was an agent I knew their lender, plus the buyers loved the house. And we went ahead, we ended that first contract, we said to the buyers of that first contract, we're not doing any of these things, you can take it the way it is or withdraw. And they thought we were bluffing, I think. So we called the second one. They came to the house. It was a family that absolutely were in love with the house. It was perfect for them. It had the right number of bedrooms, the right number of bathrooms. It had the right size yard. It was in a school system in a location that they loved. So they came back with the same offer that they had. Yes, it was still an FHA, a government loan, and they needed some closing costs. And we decided to move forward on that. They were thrilled. We went to a very, very smooth transaction inspection. We had a good appraisal, all of the things that you might be concerned about. And smooth, everybody was happy, met at the settlement table. It was a delight watching this family who had just bought their dream home. Well, after a few weeks, when the first agent saw what the house went for, because it's public knowledge, and what kind of loan it was, again, public knowledge, I get a very irate call from the first agent demanding an explanation of why the seller would choose a government loan rather than giving them their requested credit for all of those repairs. And I just said very straightforward, you know, guys, it's not always about the money. They had infuriated the sellers by not, they felt, dealing honestly, that the second people got it. So it has to do with bluffing, and if you're going through with that bluff, and we always want to do the best we can for the client we're working with. If we're working for our seller, we want to make sure our seller gets the best deal. If we're working with the buyer, we want to make sure the buyer gets the absolute best deal, not just monetary, but all the other things that go into buying a house and making decisions about it. If you'd like to ask me any questions about that, you're welcome to call me after the show. You can reach us right now, 410-922-6680, and we will be back right after the break.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress, and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com.
That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works.
We can secure our world.
CISA.gov/secureourworld.
The Kim Glasic Show.
Mayor Scott and friends, Governor Wes Moore, you're showing your hand. You now just informed everybody we are relying so heavily on federal funds that if they were to pull the bottom out, we're done. It's kaput. All of this that you're telling us, Maryland is so great that we've got the best and the brightest. It's all tied to the federal government. You really don't have much of anything.
The Kim Glasic Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. If you'd like to talk to me during the week, you can reach me at 410-922-6680. And you can text, you can email, you can go to my website, margaretrome.com, to see any of these properties. I wanted to tell you about, there's more than one way to look at a home. And for instance, is your home near a park or a library? Is it near the beltway, or what's surrounding the home? Sometimes it's important to have a different perspective when you're looking at a house. Look at it from various angles. It can reveal things that you hadn't seen. For example, when you view a home from the street, it allows you to appreciate the curb appeal and the front door and the way it looks on the front, the landscaping. But you can't tell by the pictures what's in the backyard, what it looks like from overhead. And one of the things I've been doing, there are certain properties that we've been doing some aerial drone photos, and it gives you a completely different view of the house. Sometimes you look at it from a different angle. You can see features that you wouldn't have noticed. For example, you can explore the backyard when you see. You don't have to actually go visit that house. You get to view it from all angles. Again, like maybe you want to see how big the backyard is. Maybe you want to see how close it is to your neighbors. Maybe you want to see if it's really fenced in. Maybe you want to see what kind of landscaping or how they've cared for it. And you can see the roof. You can see the back of the house, which you never can see, you know, even if you go visit the house, you really don't see the full scope of the back of the house. So what I've been doing on some of these properties that are hard to imagine is getting them photographed by an aerial drone. And that really helps to see how close the houses around you are, if there's a park nearby, if there's a playground nearby, if how close you are to a highway or a street. Are you looking for a quiet street? Are you looking to get out early in the morning and not have traffic? You want to be on a snow emergency route. All of these things can help you make a decision. It can also show you how far away the schools are and shopping. And another thing that I do is floor plans. If you look at most of my listings, you will actually see that there are floor plans on the listing so that you can figure out how big the bedroom is, how big the playroom is, how big the primary bedroom and bath are. If it's got a garage, you can actually see and look at the measurements to see if they're big enough for you. So many times our photos are not real accurate. They exaggerate or they under tell you what's in there. So even though we can write it all in the marks when we advertise, when we put it in our multiple listing, but you really can't explain a lot in such a short time as taking out the photos and looking at the interiors of the house and looking at the exteriors and looking at the house from overhead. If you are interested in this kind of showcasing of your home, do not hesitate to give me a call. And again, you can definitely reach me at 410-530-2400. If I don't answer, if I don't get right back to you, do me a favor. Either text me or call me back later. I am not ignoring you. I may not have gotten your message. So until next week, this is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Hope you have a wonderful March.
Radio 680 WCBN.